Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to the Noise of Carpet, celebrating indie noises of the 90s, post-wave gems, and some new ones too. This is CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Good Wednesday to you. I'm lucky to be back. Poor Todd. Computer wasn't upgrading to Windows 11 in here the last hour, so Todd was on a rerun, but he was here, so I did see him. Poor Todd, but I'm in here. We're okay. We got one computer working, so that should be good enough. Let's start off, let's move forward to 2005. This is by Block Party. A song called Lay Eating Glass. And Silent Alarm. Thanks for listening.
Out! Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Constructing new ideals.
I guess that's me now. That's Sean Marshall. Thank you, Brian. Known to everyone as Cat Power. Oh, stop there. Oh, wait, wait. Can you tell me what song this is? That's the next song. So, yeah, that album is Myra Lee, Cat Power. I think that might have been her debut, 1996. She is playing at the Commodore in Vancouver in February, February 23rd. Tickets are on sale now. I think the album, The Greatest, will be played in its entirety, plus other songs. For that, Blonde Redhead from New York City. A song's called Casualty. With a K and a Z, or K and a Z, from 1997, Fake Can Be Just As Good. That is a original release on Touch and Go Records of the Blonde Redhead and 1997, and I found it at Rickroll Records in Burnaby, North Burnaby, British Columbia, in Metro Vancouver, if you're listening overseas, so this local record store. Good stuff there, just go and dig. So I was very happy to find that. Blonde Redhead is a band that's always been around, lots of albums out, and I sort of jump in here and there, and a lot of the songs are a little bit challenging, but they're always worth it. A good trio there, Blonde Redhead. Mercury Rev before that, with a song.
Hey, this is Jonathan from Mercury Rev, all the way from the Catskill Mountains of upstate New York, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, if there is still radio allowed in North America.
There you go. Remember that. They played last year in the Fox Theater, and I did meet Jonathan and Grasshopper, both nice guys, and Good Storm, good show. The song is Delta Sun, Bottleneck Storm, from an album called Deserter Songs. That was Goddess on the Highway one, 1998. I started to fall off at that point, I think, but still some good releases, and they have evolved through time, and touring next. Next year, they will be just quickly looking. I don't know if I'm going to have to keep this up or not. They are, later, next fall, they're over in the UK. For instance, they're playing the Hackney Church October 17th next year. That's my sister's birthday. Maybe I'll get over to London to the Hackney Church, see Mercury Rev. That would be pretty cool. And also playing the Queen Margaret Union in Glasgow, Vicar Street in Dublin. So if you're over there, and then they're heading over to Bruges and Paris after that. So October, they'll be in Europe. Let's see, what else? Block Party before that, starting. I threw that on the car yesterday. I do have my collection of CDs. I still have kept them, and I threw that on in the car. I've got a CD player in the car, and I forgot how good this album is. Silent Alarm, it's from 2005, and it really gives her. Like my neighbor Charles, who's always going fast. This album goes fast and some great, great songs. They are touring with, so Block Party, Silent Alarm, Like Eating Glass, the song, that's number one. That's the opening track. They're touring with Interpol right now. So they're playing tomorrow night, Thursday the 26th in Brighton Center. Is that this year or next year? Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Sorry, that's next year. So a year from now. So they're over there as well in the UK next year. So about 366 days from now. So mark that down there in Brighton. And then in December, they're in London at the Olympia. They're also hitting Cardiff before that, late mid-November, and starting in Copenhagen at the Royal Arena. So there you go. That's next year. That's not tomorrow. And I thought I knew that, but I guess I didn't. Wasn't listening. So thank you for listening. It's Noise of Carpet. I've kind of updated the description of the show on the website cjsf.ca. You can listen also there online, and also over the airwaves in Metro Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and it is 90.1 FM. I'm going to start intermingling. Recently, in the past year or so, I've been doing a kind of a 3.5 set show, where the first set would be kind of classics, 90s classics, and then the next set would be, underground, 90s underground-ish songs, bands like Thinking Fellers, Union Local 282, or the Swirlies, or Drop 19s, not the huge bands. The first set would be, the planets of the 90s indie solar system, like Stereolab, Yola Tango, Pavement, Sebado, and others that are still going. PJ Harvey, of course, Liz Phair, stuff like that. The people that got, the artists that got really, got a lot of attention. And then the ones that didn't get so much attention but might be just as good would be the sort of the second set. And then I'd play a new set, a set of new music after that, and then sort of roll it back to whatever in the shag of the week, whatever happens towards the end of the show, depending on how things go. But I'm going to start... percolating some 80s college songs into the show now, and 90s, of course, and then indie music or underground music or whatever you'd call it, stuff you just don't hear on commercial radio, simple as that. You know, I'm going to mix it up and just play stuff as it rolls. So this is sort of the first show of that new format, and I'll see how that goes. I'm sort of putting the show together the last couple nights, and sort of this next song sort of rolled into another song and rolled into another song, and they probably had a 20 or 30 year gap between releasing the music. So that, we're going to roll with that. If you have any suggestions or critiques or advice, please don't hesitate to contact me, noiseofcarpetradio@gmail.com, and noiseofcarpetradio on Instagram as well. Please send me a message. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to hear, love to get some requests, especially for stuff that we might have forgotten. A band, I've been sort of digging through some old CMJ College Music Journal magazines recently, and it's just so nice to open a magazine and see these the reviews of these bands from 94, 96, 97, 93, whatever, and just the bands that we'd completely forgotten. And nowadays, if a streamer doesn't help you remember it somehow, or you don't have the CD or the physical or the record, then it could be forgotten, or the tape in those days. So let's move ahead here. This show is broadcasting from CJSF.ca in Burnaby, from unceded Coast Salish territory. And it is Noise of Carpet, and let's move ahead with a song called A Stolen Car, by an artist called Beth Orton. And the album is Central Reservation. It's 1999. Thanks for listening. Talk to you in a few minutes. I think you'll like this set. It's a little bit mellow, less guitar-y, less jangly. Yeah.
surprised that you touched me like that. But there in your hand was a current of life I could hardly stand. Stay still, and I didn't imagine if I did, I'd make some joke of it. It was strange how I could feel so sane, so plain when you were around. Yeah, I could see it so simple, unsubtle, impossible, clearly and strange, foreign as close as a mountain range. On the horizon, I'm driving all day, there I was so sane, so plain after everything.
Attention, woman in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit squist.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Drink whiskey at the bar every night coming home. Out the windshield of my car, I would look through the bows and think I saw my lucky star. I was spreading my sheets, took dinner all alone every night of the week, awaited by the phone. I would dive off
Tales there for Big Thief from UFOF, or UFOF, as I like to say, from 2000 and, hang on a sec, maybe 19? Big Thief from Eastern U.S., Adrian Lenker, and a couple other dudes, 2019. PJ Harvey before that, Working for the Man from the Green One, as we call it. Kind of like Belle and Sebastian, go with the colors of her releases. Anyway, the Green One, To Bring Me Your Love, 1996, Working for the Man. Love her, as you know. The Fiery Furnaces before that, Eleanor and her brother. Evergreen is the song, 2005, from the EP called EP. I think they re-released, I don't know, 20th anniversary or third of version of the album before that. And so I started digging again, and they got some really good stuff, really off tempo stuff, and interesting. I love the way she delivers the vocals. Eleanor, she's awesome. Fiery Furnaces there. Weather Station before that. Tamara from Toronto. Song's called 30 from 2017 from an album called The Weather Station, touring Eastern U.S. Next year. Beth Orton before that, Stolen Car. Central Reservation was the album, 1999. So next week, I hope you can listen next week. I have found a piece of paper, and it's actually fax paper from, we used to have to keep logs for the shows here back in the day, like written logs of what you play. If you like it, you can rate it. Is it Canadian? Was it a phone call? A request, does it suck, does it rule? And these are headings at the top of the columns for these playlists, bits of paper, lists of what you play. You have to state who you are, what the name of your show is, when you started, when you finished, what day it was, and where the records and CDs in the day came from, and tapes, and what their numbers were, and if you liked them, what did you play? And so I found a couple of these, and one I've got here in my hand that I found in my scrapbook is from December 3rd, 1995. Had a show in the days, called myself Mick Shapiro in the days. It was a nickname that was conferred upon me. I did not choose it, and so I rolled with it in the day because we tried to give ourselves names. So Mick Shapiro's Canker Sore was the name of the show, and it was Sunday from 10 p.m. to 12. So I was a 25-year-old student, and I would get driven by my amazing girlfriend, who's now my wife, out to Maple Ridge to my parents on Sunday to do my laundry and to feed me. And so I was being taken care of women all over the place in the day. And thanks to Mom Stella and Natalie for doing all that. And then I'd come back. We'd come back to our place in New West. We lived in New West in the day. And then I'd get in the car at 9:30 and drive up to the mountain. And if you don't know, this radio station's in a university on the top of a mountain in suburban, suburban Vancouver. And so, you know, in the wintry day, like this was December 3rd, 95. It probably was dark. It's probably been dark for 6 hours by the time the show started, but I got up there. And once I got up to the mountain, it would be so rewarding. We'd get to play lots of great new music, and there'd be nobody around, but we could point the tannoy out the window, because we had a window in the studio in the day, and we'd point the tannoy out and crank it. And there's a bus stop, so there'd be the odd studying student would be leaving late on a Sunday night listening to the music that we'd played. And so next week I've got a 2-hour show in the day, so I'm going to play a bunch of stuff that we haven't played here in the last couple of years in the new version of the show. So next week you're going to hear songs by bands like, so this is the lineup to December 3rd. Well, I'm not going to tell you the lineup, but I'm going to tell you, give you some highlights. So we're going to hear some Jonathan Fire Eater, Nothing Painted Blue, maybe SF Seals, maybe Jail, maybe Esquivel, Boss Hog, 10 Days Late, don't remember them, Jad Fair and Phonocomb, we played that before, Pram. I thought I recently rediscovered Pram when we did that Too Pure episode last year, but looked like we played them back in December 3rd, 1995, Heavy Vegetable, maybe The Amps, and then we end up with Velvet Underground, Ocean, beautiful song. Low Noise and Spain. And so I'm going to check into some of the, we're going to play a selection of those songs next week, the 30th anniversary of the Mick Shapiro Canker Sore that was played back in the day. I also have another one in my hand from September 29th, 1996. So we're going to play that one next year. and see who we I can see the list here. A lot of the same bands are playing these days, playing again, so we'll play that next year. So Sicko, hopefully you can make it next Wednesday. But let's finish off with another set. We'll start with a new band called Sorry. I think they've got three albums out and probably 5 or 6 or 7 years old. They're out of North London. The album is Cosplay. The song is Jet Plane. And then we'll finish up with a couple of songs after that. And maybe I'll be able to pop in and see you towards the end of the set, towards because we've got Radio Gota coming up next in 10 minutes. This is Sorry.
Shag of the week.
Mork and Mindy, Action Man and Cindy. I don't mess about. I make them kiss each other when my mum and dad go out. No messing, no curtain twitching, no stressing. I don't hang about. I get them down and dirty, then get them falling out, then get them flirty, get them throwing plates at each other, because that's what it's all about. Now fuck off back to your own room. Welcome in the back room, when fuck all's going on, what's new, and the plated scenes of that. I live on a really depressing cul-de-sac, where couples get divorced and people come up that you've never seen before. Like that, smell of cigars and oil twat.
You go too high, too low, it doesn't make a difference, I know. Too high, too low, but the system won't go. Too high, too low, it doesn't make a difference, I know. Too high, too low, but the system won't go.
Mork and Mindy, I've got eagle eyes above me. I just hit it out, in Beijing tan, stain-proof kitchen mat. Look at the sea patch on the fucker. Old man and his brother setting about. Stinks like an old body, like mornings on the body. Shotgun lagerotte, like porn up sticking constantly. Wi-Fi's gone all lo-fi, my arse is feeling too dry. Like crackers out at midnight, I can't be arsed with a bottle, alright?
You're not from round here, crash landed about a week ago. Yeah, I feel for you, I do. The state of it is alarming. Don't presume anything, or Blue Monday
great singing with the guys, Sleaford Mods, and that's Mork and Mindy. Mork and Mindy, the Spare Ribs album from about 6 or 7 years ago. And let's finish off now. Joe Jackson is in town here in May, playing at the Vogue, I believe. Song is Got the Time from Look Sharp, probably 79 or 80. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. It's been Noise of Carpet on CJSF.